Scott, how do you feel about today?
It was better than yesterday, so that's a good step forward. It wasn't anything magical. It wasn't the best, but, I mean, it's still, like I said yesterday, it's really early season. Mm-hmm. Kind of looking to build more than pull out a top performance today. So right. I think I did that. I raced better than yesterday, so that was good.
And why do you think it was better today than yesterday?
I think yesterday was just really tricky conditions, whereas today was actually pretty easy. Mm-hmm. It was fast snow and quite responsive, so you felt like... I mean, felt like you could move fast the whole way, even if sometimes it might not have been the fastest relative to everyone else, but still it felt good. So that was nice.
And how do you feel like each individual lap worked out for you?
I tried to kind of build my way in. I don't know if I really did that all that well, but didn't really have many people to ski with. Either they were, I was moving by them, or they were moving a bit faster than me. I had one guy come by me on the second lap, just kind of, it was too much to chase him down, so kind of a solo effort, which I think is decent for this time of year, kind of figure things out myself.
Did you feel comfortable skiing by yourself?
I mean, I feel like I don't quite have that top gear to really dig deep and push it all the way, but it felt comfortable.
How did the conditions, you said they seemed better today than yesterday?
Yeah.
How would you describe the conditions today?
I mean, it's fast snow. It's a little bit punchy on the poles, but it's pretty glazy. So you really carry speed well into all the corners. I mean, even these gradual hills, you feel like it's really responsive. Can carry the V2 pretty far up into a hill. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Any particular part of the course or the race that was difficult or very easy for you?
I mean, the tough one on this course is always that big hill out of the bottom and then the flat to the teardrop afterwards.
At the beginning of the lap?
No, kind of midway through the lap. And that big hill's kind of hard, but it's the false flat afterwards that really, I think, separates the winners.
But knowing that before going into it, how do you think about it? How do you prepare yourself for that?
I mean, for that, I try and a little bit relax on that big hill so that I can push that flat pretty well. So that's always a little strategy. But otherwise, I mean, it's a lot about putting everything out there every second of the way, working the transitions, things like that.
Makes sense. And having yesterday's performance going into the day, how did you prepare yourself or strategize this race?
A little bit. It was recognizing that I'm not in top form right now, so kind of like not worrying too much about the result, going out and try and do what I think is skiing well for where I am right now. So a lot of that was just trying to ski smooth, not worrying about catching the person in front of me, not worrying about what's happening around, and kind of focus on those technique things I've been working all summer. And so yeah, it's building step by step. So
and how do you feel about next weekend?
We'll see. It's early season. I'm not expecting a ton, but it might go well. Put another week under our feet on snow, so.